FM 96.1, North County, AM 1170, San Diego, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Don't talk back.
Welcome to Yak Radio, the radio show that's about, well, who knows? It's a different topic every week, but Yak Radio is always full of information to help you and your family get through life. Now here's your Yak Radio host, Dave Stahl.
Don't talk back.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to you on Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by San Diego Propane. If you're needing propane, go to sd-propane.com, or you can call 619-460-1705. Talk to Dave. Tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ. And if you're looking for good quality automotive service, West Escondido Auto and Trans, four locations. Go to westautomotivegroup.com. Napa Auto Care, ASC certified. You can't go any better than with West Escondido Auto and Trans. All right, Russell Wagner is the director of marketing for Kia, and the Kia Sorento is taking the 2021 numbers across the United States to put on top of the tower when they drop the ball. Quite an adventure. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Hey, I got Russell Wagner on the line. He's the director of marketing of Kia. And he's going to go, I don't know if he's personally going to go, but they're going to do a trip with the Kia Sorento that I would die to do. Russell, you're going across the United States in a new 2021 Kia Sorento. How cool is that?
You know what? It's going to be a great trip. It's already in progress. The key, though, is what it's bringing with it. And, you know, New Year's Eve is something that everyone's looking forward to, and especially this year, everyone wants to turn the page and get to 2021. So we tried to find a way of bringing a little bit of that Times Square to everyone. Most people are not going to be able to go to Times Square.
Right.
Going to be close to the public, right?
So, exactly.
So we decided we're going to take the numerals that will be on top of that Times Square building, and we got them shipped out here to Southern California to start, and they started a journey going from here to Vegas, Arizona, Texas, all the way to Florida, and then going to go up the East Coast to get there in time to be installed on top of the building in Times Square.
How cool is that? Now, is there going to be some way anybody can follow this journey via social media or YouTube and all that jazz?
So we are posting on a regular basis on our social channels, Kia Motors America, both Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So all that, we're showing where it's going, where it's been. It's already in the state of Texas and continuing to head east. So definitely you can track it there. And it's stopping at several of our Kia dealerships, as well as a couple other, you know, hot spots as far as beautiful National Geographic photography locations. And we're encouraging people, if you know, safely, of course, but to come take a photo with the numerals, because you probably won't ever be able to do that again once they get up on top of the building.
That's such a great idea. I love the way you guys do your marketing. I mean, whether it's with a press team or just with the general public, I mean, you really have got the pulse of what the consumer really wants to hear and wants to see. And can you tell me a little bit about the Sorento? I mean, anything new and exciting for 2021?
Well, the all-new Sorento went on sale at our dealerships earlier this month, and we've got a new X-Line edition, much more rugged, that I think people will really like. We've also got a hybrid edition that, you know, you can get both the power and the fuel economy, not just fuel economy as most hybrids are. So those are all in dealerships as we speak, and we're trying to promote that with this tour. But in addition to that, we're also going to be part of New Year's Eve itself. You know, as I mentioned, we are going to try to help the people that have been helping all of us during these difficult times, the frontline workers, first responders. Those are the only people that are going to be allowed in Times Square, and we're going to send a shuttle fleet of a dozen vehicles to go get them and bring them into Times Square, so that they can enjoy starting New Year's in Times Square and be safe about it.
What a great idea. Now, that is really awesome. And like I said, folks, if you haven't been into the Sorento, oh my goodness, that car is, I mean, it's kind of a baby Telluride, which is a good thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's because the Telluride is off the charts. And it's funny, I went out and got gas this morning for a press car I'm sending back. I passed two Tellurides, a Sorento, and I can't remember what the third one was, all in a little town of 15,000 people. It's crazy how popular Kia has become with their product line. It's amazing.
Wow, we're seeing it as well. People are liking the products that we're bringing to them. We just keep trying to build on that. And as you said, you know, it's not a little car, but it is a little bit smaller than the Telluride. So now you have a couple choices when you're looking for the three rows.
Yeah.
And as again, it's 37 miles per gallon combined. That's not a bad hybrid story. So it gets the fuel economy that you need with the capability that our SUVs are known for.
You just can't build them fast enough. That's your problem.
Well, we got, you know, the beautiful thing about the Sorento is it's built right here in the U.S., in Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. So we're building them as quick as we can, but at the same time, we want to make sure that the quality is top-notch, so we're slowly ramping that up, but we'll be, you know, at full capacity before the end of the month, so would love for any one of your listeners to come on out and just do a test drive of it and see what we're talking about.
Well, I'll have to reach out to the press fleet, get one of those on television as well. But people can go to Kia.com. They could, and I always advise people to build your own Kia. You can build it, anything and everything you want, from interior to packages. Get to the end of the build, and if it fits your financial needs, you can send that to your local Kia dealer. They can order it and call you when it's ready. And if you don't even want to go to the dealer, they'll bring it to you nice and sanitized and clean. But I like building my own car online. It's more fun. It takes all the guesswork out of it. The Kia website is done in such a fashion that it makes it very, very easy to add and delete features and options as you're going through the process. I just think it's a great, great idea.
Well, thank you for that. And we're trying to make it as easy as possible. I know people don't want to spend a whole lot of time in a dealership, especially now. So we're trying to make it so that it's most of that, you know, research can be done before they step foot into the showroom. And
yep.
Then they just probably want to do a quick drive to make sure that it's as good as it looked and everything they think, and then be out the door with their new Kia.
And as I always say, you're going to get one of these for your kid to go to college, buy the Kia extended service contract. That way the whole vehicle's guaranteed for 10-year, 100,000 miles. And if that kid can't get out of college for 10 years or 100,000 miles, then they should pay for everything.
Well, that's we love starting them young so that they can see, and then ideally they're with us for a really long time. We've got a lot of people that just do exactly that. The car was bought for their college student, and then the college student graduated and said, "I loved it so much, I need to see what's next in the lineup." And we keep trying to fill that out so there's more choices for people.
All right, Russell. Again, thank you for everything, and I look forward to talking to you down the road. And say hi to the Kia family for me. And if I don't talk to you before the holiday season, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Thank you very much, Dave. Same to you, and stay safe.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Health.
With all the sound bites and noise pollution out there, it can be hard to cut through the clutter to get important discussion and informative interviews on life and politics. Now, there's Famila and Friends, every Sunday evening at 7. Hosted by former congressional candidate Famila Ramos, she and her team offer discussions and interviews that you will want to hear. No topic is off the table, and Famila and Friends tell it like it is. You're invited to tune in every Sunday evening at 7 and spend 60 minutes with Famila and Friends on The Answer San Diego.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on TuneIn.com and Radio.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. The segment is brought to you by Bumper Dock Santee. Go to SanteeBumperDock.com for all your scratches, dings, dents. And if you have a lease return vehicle, that's the best place to go to get it taken care of. Go to SanteeBumperDock.com. And if you got driveline issues, San Diego Gear and Axle, they do it all from bumper to bumper. Go to SDGearAxle.com. All right, hey, Ford's expanding their off-road family with the Tremor. Talk to Travis Calhoun from Ford. He's a consumer marketing manager. Take a listen.
All right. Hey, folks, guess what? I have got my good buddy Travis Calhoun on the line. He's the consumer marketing manager for F-150, and we're going to talk Tremor. And I got a feeling the name is going to fit this vehicle completely. Am I right?
I like to think so, yeah.
Are we in a truck war or what? I mean, everybody is out there building and the beneficiary is absolutely the consumer, and I cannot wait. And I hope I get my hands on a Tremor, both at a press event and here at the house, but, man, I'm telling you. Well, instead of me just babbling on, tell everybody about what they're going to see when they get a Tremor.
Sure. So all new for 2021 model year, we are introducing an all new trim series for F-150 Tremor. So unlike what we offer on Super Duty, where it's an off-road package that customers can bolt on to different trim series, with Tremor on F-150, we're actually making its own dedicated trim series, which is really unique and something I'm really excited about. So with the all new F-150 Tremor, we are combining outstanding towing and payload capacity with even greater off-road prowess. So to do that, we're upgrading the suspension and driveline hardware. We've increased the suspension travel by an inch in the front and an inch and a half in the back. Approach breakover angles are both improved along with overall ground clearance, plus a standard rear locking differential and an available front torsion limited slip differential. So really, we're taking the best that we could offer from an off-road standpoint and upgrading from our FX4 package to deliver this unique content on an F-150 Tremor. And notwithstanding, it also has some really cool, unique appearance items to it, too. So it's got an all-new hood. It's got really cool accent colors, and different bits are called out in this active orange color. So you can tell that it's a Tremor from far away or up close, both on the interior and exterior, both unique trim series.
Are you going to do any colors out of the vehicle that will make it unique?
So it's similar colors to what we offer on the overall F-150. So those are all new ones. A couple of my favorites are Leadfoot. That's what I ordered my F-150 in, and I'm real excited to start driving here pretty soon. And then another one that customers have told us that they seem to really be gravitating towards is this new color called Antimatter Blue, which is really cool. It's a dark blue, but when the sun hits it, it really pops in the bright blue. It's great.
Wow, that's amazing. And what is this active orange highlights and unique trim on the hoods?
Yeah, so it's a unique hood design. It's got its own unique hood for Tremor, which is great. It's a little more vertical. It almost kind of goes up a little more vertically in the front. It's very aggressive. And then it's got a strong kind of two-bar grill in the as a two-bar design for the grill. And then there's this really thin active orange. It's almost kind of like a burnt orange color. It matches the amber turn signal lights in the headlight. And so from the headlight to headlight is now kind of a solid orange bar. It's a really nice aesthetic, and it goes over the entire width of the vehicle, which is really cool. Combined with that, you've got the same color on the tow hooks in the front, so unmistakably Tremor, regardless of what paint you get. On the functional fender vents on the side of the vehicles, the inner pockets of those are also done in the same orange. And then on the inside, there are different, I think it's very tastefully done, trim pieces that are also done in the same accent. So our American flag on the sides of the instrument panel are both done in a burnt orange, or the active orange, I should say. And then depending on the seats you choose on, because there's three different levels of this trim series that you could choose from. One is based on the side. One is based on an STX. The next is based on our XLT. And the third is based on Lariat. So if you're a customer that wants to get a Tremor with cloth seats, you can certainly do that. Or if you're a customer that wants a more premium finish and wants leather, we can offer that as well. But as I was saying, so from the active orange interior, the trim bits, the trim has embroidery on it in the seats and in the floor mats, and then even the kind of the stitching around the seats is done in the orange as well.
You know, you're going to put these aftermarket customizers out of business. You keep this up, you know that, don't you?
Well, we certainly like to listen to our customers, and understanding how they're using their trucks and additions that they're making to it really gives us opportunity to deliver that from the dealer with a factory warranty, which is a great proposition for our customers.
Well, and that was exactly what I was going to say. I'm a retired service manager for 30 years. Nothing worse than getting a new vehicle in that somebody else has modified. Customer has a problem with it. And they yell at me because I can't warranty it. You know, all the managers were hollering and screaming, you know, let's do our own. And you guys listen to us as well. And I'm thrilled the fact that anything that you buy at the dealer, like the Tremor, it's 100% covered clear across the United States. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I think that's really a benefit to the consumer.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think that our tremendous Ford dealers around the country are really kind of our secret weapon. They do a wonderful job serving our customers' needs in the local markets, and I think that that being able to leverage that network should anything go wrong, to make sure that you're back on the road as soon as possible is an awesome asset for sure.
And the powertrain is still going to be that rocking 3.5 liter EcoBoost V6.
That is, but for 2021, we've upgraded it. So now it gets 400 horsepower and 500 pound-feet of torque, which is awesome. Certainly no slouch. And this Tremor package, we like to think that it's a no-compromise solution so that you're still able to deliver extreme towing and payload capability. This one will be able to tow just shy of 11,000 pounds at 10,900 for a max tow, which is awesome. So if you are a customer that goes off-roading and you do still tow a trailer or even tow your trailer off-road, you'd be able to do so with this truck, which is awesome.
And can you get that wonderful Pro Power onboard system that I did an interview a couple of weeks ago that I just could not believe?
It's pretty awesome. Yes, you can. So we offer the optional 2 kilowatt of exportable power with Pro Power onboard in the bed with the 3.5 liter. So just like a normal F-150, we offer up to 2 kilowatts on that engine, and you can still get that same system on this truck as well. You know, but the good news doesn't even stop there. We also have even more driver assist features that are available for off-road use as well in our off-road toolbox. So not only are you getting trail control, which is like a cruise control for off-road, you can actually set your speed in half mile per hour increments, all the way up to 20 miles per hour, and then your vehicle will do all the adjusting accordingly to make sure that you maintain that speed either up or down a hill. Additionally, one pedal drive is available as well. And that's where, you know, in an extreme off-road situations, you'd want to have one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. This allows you to still maintain the driving with one foot. And as you remove your foot from the gas, it would automatically apply the brake. It's very cool. And then another really another one that I'm particularly fond of is the trail turn assist. So I don't know if you've ever been driving a truck on a more narrow trail and realize you need to turn back and go the other way. In order to do so, you would actually you would use this feature. So if you turn the steering wheel all the way to one side, it would actually lock the rear tire in place. So if I'm turning left, it would lock the rear left tire and then kind of turn around that as a pivot point to reduce the overall turn radius, I think nearly 40% compared to a truck without that feature. So it's very cool and very functional. And we spend a lot of time listening to our customers and how they use the trucks and what if what would be great for them to deliver in these environments. And we feel like we've really done that in this package.
All right, write my name down for the press event because I have got to experience that rear wheel. That, you know, that's the answer. Because, you know, you get out on these trails, and we've got hundreds of them out here in East County, and there's nothing worse than trying to back up something that doesn't have that feature. I mean, it can get pretty hair-raising, but to be able to lock that rear wheel and do a pivot turn, oh, my God, that's going to sell the truck.
It's very cool. Yeah, even especially in like sand or in deep muddy situations where your vehicle would slip anyway, it turns so beautifully. It's awesome.
Do you need me to spell my name just so you can make sure you have it on?
We'll make sure we get you. We're going to open the order banks in March, so we'll make sure we get you in line to get one as soon as possible.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And let me ask you this, because I know when you buy a Raptor, you get a Dave's driving experience. Are you going to offer that to the Tremor customers?
At this point, that is not in the plan, but I think that's a tremendous idea, and we'll have to look into it.
Well, because you know as well as I do, 90% of what your truck is offering, the consumer, unless somebody physically sits down and goes through it, they're not going to be able to, maybe not 90%, maybe 50%, but they're not going to be able to use it. And I think that that one-day program is amazing. I had a friend of mine buy a Raptor, and he goes, "Nah, you know, I know how to do it." I go, "Dude, if you go, and if you don't like it, I'll pay for it." He came back. He said, "Dude, I'm going to do that again." He said, "That's amazing." He says, "I learned more what this truck will do, and I thought I knew it all, and I didn't know anything compared to what that truck will do."
Yeah, that is a really unique experience, and I feel fortunate to say that I've actually gone through it a couple times, and it's once in a lifetime. It's really great. I mean, to be able to go out and punish those trucks and to put them to their extremes with little to no experience beforehand, you walk out of there very confident in what your truck can do. That's for sure.
And that's the beauty of it. You're not, folks, you're not going to use your truck. You're going to use their truck. So if you bottom out or scrape it or scrap. It's no sweat. That's what it's there for.
You end the course by getting to jump your truck. It's awesome.
Okay. It's Dave Stahl,
STAHL. Perfect. We'll get you signed up.
All right, buddy.
Dave, before I go, do you mind if I just kind of run through just kind of some additional hardware things that are on it that I didn't get a chance to mention?
Go for it.
So from other functional upgrades, we've got Hitachi front monotube dampers with rear twin tube shocks, unique 33-inch general grabber tires, the front bash plate, rear tow hooks, which is awesome, standard rear locking differential, a 3:7:3 axle ratio. We've got off-road running boards that come standard in the package that are actually inspired by the ones that we have on the Raptor, so great for off-road use. And then we've got dual exhaust that's standard as well, and then standard auxiliary switches. So for customers that are off-roading that want to have additional light bars or things like that, you're able to wire those in so it works with the switches within your factory truck, which is pretty great.
Good God. Dave Stahl,
STAHL. I got you, buddy.
All right, Travis, you have a great week, and if I don't talk to you, have a wonderful holiday season, my man.
I hope you do the same, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
Anytime. Take care.
Homeowners, here's an extended Black Friday sale that you're going to like. For a very limited time only, Interactive Mortgage is offering our 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at an unheard-of 1.75% rate and APR. That's right, just 1.75% rate and APR. And if that's not enough, Interactive Mortgage will pay your title, escrow, and appraisal fees. Don't be misled by other lenders offering a low rate only to charge points and fees. Whether you've refinanced with another lender last week, last month, or last year, call Interactive Mortgage today to see how much money you can save at 844-381-CASH. That's 844-381-CASH, 844-381-2274. Or visit interactivemortgage.com.
WinPoint Corporation, DBA, Interactive Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. Interactive Mortgage clients that have refinanced within the last 12 months are not eligible. $300,000 to $548,250 loan amount limits. Maximum loan amount set by county. All loans subject to underwriting approval and not all applicants will qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License Number 603-F938, NMLS Number 302352.
Life is full of circles and cycles, phases and stages. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Hi, I'm James Cooley, motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the J.C. Cooley Foundation. I am the host of the It's Your Life radio show, and we are here to inspire you to strive for greatness and overcome adversity. Get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Listen to It's Your Life Saturdays at 2 p.m. on The Answer San Diego.
Hi, Andrea Kay here of The Andrea Kay Show, heard weekdays at 6 p.m. If you're looking for intelligent and conservative answers, you can find them right here on The Answer San Diego. If you live in North County, you can hear those answers on FM 96.1 and still on AM 1170 when in San Diego. That means you get Hewitt, Gallagher, Prager, Gorka, Elder, Horn, Martin, and me, Andrea Kay, on FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 in San Diego. We are The Answer San Diego.
Streaming now on The Answer San Diego app and radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Yak Radio. Hopefully you're enjoying all these great interviews I did. I got more coming right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. The segment is brought to you by 3D Products. Looking to get your car detailed, cleaned up, and in the tip-top shape? Go to smartcarcareproducts.com. All right. Did an interview with a gentleman who wrote the history of the Mini 60 years, Giles Chapman. Really a great interview if you're into the Mini Coopers. Take a listen.
Well, folks, y'all know I drive a Mini Cooper SJCW GP. Well, I've got one of the authorities on the Mini. He just wrote a book called Mini 60 Years. And Mr. Chapman is on the line, and he has written such a book. You can get it from Motor Books or Quattro, however way you want to call it. And remember, if you check the buy the book and when you check out, use Stahl 11, and the publisher will give you a 25% discount. So how are you doing today, sir?
I'm very good, thanks. It's wonderful that you have me on. Thank you.
Well, I have such a love affair with the Mini anyway. And I had done an event in San Diego, California, with one of the local dealers, and he'd given me a drive just to promote, and somebody blew by me in a GP, and I almost had a heart attack. So I searched it out and ended up buying the car from the guy. But yeah. So you're over in England, and you've probably seen every form of Mini. And that's the other thing, folks. When you buy this book, you'll see models of the Mini that you've never seen before, especially in the U.S. And is that car still super popular over in Europe?
I mean, Minis are the kind of thing you see every day on the streets over here. Certainly the ones introduced post 2001, when it was reinvented by BMW. But we do have quite a few of the original Minis running around, just as, you know, everyday economy cars. The youngest is now 20 years old, so they they were never too good at resisting rust either. It is still in the realm of just being an everyday car here, but they are dwindling away. And what was so nice about this book, really, was a chance to do the whole of the Mini story, because it's a long and involved tale over six decades. And, you know, you have two-thirds of it is the original car, and then the last third is the new one. And unlike you, who has a very good Catholic taste in these things and can see the best in both old and new, I tended to find that the people who've got the original Mini, they hate the new one, and the people who got the new one, they don't really understand the old one. So this was a chance to kind of bridge that bridge that knowledge gap, if you like, between the two different cars.
No, I totally, totally agree. And I tell people, if you're a mini enthusiast, either old or new, this is a book that you'll want to read because, and by the way, you did an awesome job writing this book. I mean, I read a good one or two books a month, and I was so impressed by the way you wrote it. I love the fact that the photographs were well defined. I mean, I just read a book on Niki Lauda, and the guy who wrote it, he didn't caption the photos. It would show two or three race cars, but he didn't tell you what race car anybody was in, and that was very, very frustrating. But in your book,
yes,
it was very, very well laid out for not only an enthusiast, but somebody that may not know at all anything at all about Mini, but wanted to learn about Mini. It was very educational and entertaining, and I just must tell you that.
Well, to hear you say that, it absolutely warms my heart, because when I was asked to write this book, I immediately felt rather frightened, because there have been many books on Minis in the past, and one or two of them are super definitive. I mean, I can think of one book in particular. I know the guy who wrote it. He's a walking encyclopedia of British car industry stuff. And when I read some of his work, I did think, well, the big problem here is that kind of ultimate engineering story of the car has been done. And very sadly, most of the key players who designed them in the first place have all passed away. So there's no chance of me being able to discover someone new, you know, who hasn't been interviewed and get some kind of inside story. That opportunity had gone. But really, they said to me, well, don't worry about that. You know, try and write a book that just somebody who's got a modern Mini now will, hopefully just be able to kind of comprehend. Because it's a very complicated story. You know, you go from the 1950s, where we were, you know, as a country struggling after the war, and this car's really designed to get rid of things called bubble cars that were springing up everywhere, little three-wheelers with motorbike engines. The change of attitude that the designer had to have to get this car off the ground was quite amazing. You know, really, most British cars up to that point had separate chassis and rear-wheel drive, and, you know, they were not ever fun to drive. And that was the thing that he built into this car, just by making it safe. So, you know, there's a lot of things there that I think in a cocktail party conversation you try to tell someone who doesn't know much about it, and they just glaze over. And I was trying to plot that middle line where as you very kindly said, you could understand the genesis of it. I also appreciate, I think possibly in the States it is a quite hard car to understand, because I don't think it was very popular there, was it, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, rather?
No, and a few of the reasons, like I said, nobody understood it. It was super small, had 10-inch wheels on it. People didn't quite get that. The rubberized suspension didn't make a lot of sense to people. The engine was switched the wrong way, so if it rained, the coil got soaked wet, and it usually shut you down wherever you were at. So granted, cars even back in those days here were not the most reliable cars. But for some reason, like I said, I grew up with an Austin. When I was in high school, there was a Bug-Eye Sprite, MGTC, a TD, an MGA, and a Morgan, and we all just terrorized together. But we drove them for 3 days, worked on them for two, drove them for 3 days, worked on them for two. But we understood
That's a lovely quote. I wish I'd had that to put in this book.
Well, you can use it the next time you do another British car.
Oh, thank you.
Right? I mean, if you didn't like working on it, and you had to have a love affair with Lucas Electrics, I mean, because they were the nemesis of British cars, but to me, the driving aspect of the car overtook the fact that you had to work on it. I mean, my buddy and I had it down to where we could put a clutch and a flywheel in a Bug-Eyed Sprite in 45 minutes from start to finish. That's how good we got at it. And that's taking the bonnet off, taking the engine and radiator. I mean, we had it down that path. We love that driving experience that you can't get in a 1960 Chevy Biscayne. There's just
Well, I mean, you know, this car also, the roads and the streets over here are on a smaller scale to what you have across the states. You know, the cities are cramped. There's a lot of country roads, and I think as a point-to-point car, something like the original Mini really was a revelation, because you didn't need more than 1,000 cc's in the engine to really feel that you were driving a racing car from, you know, one side of London to the other, or, you know, across a sort of country route. But I think where it really falls down is on long, straight, fast highways. I mean, that's just not the territory for an original Mini. That's purgatory. That is hell in that car, having to do sort of, you know, 200 or 300 miles in a day at 70 miles an hour. Awful.
Yeah, the wine alone would drive you insane, and you would never go to the Autobahn with that car. Never in a million years. I don't care what you've done to it. You didn't want to do that. Well, hey, what do you got? So people, how do they find your book? I know they can go through Quattro and Motor Books. Any other way folks can get this book?
I believe it's on online sites like Amazon and most Barnes and Noble has it, and so on. So it's widely available in good and bad bookshops, I hope. It is out there.
Yeah, Mini 60 Years, folks. Check it out, and it is Gillis Chapman. Correct?
It's Giles, actually, but that'll do.
Oh, he's messing that up. So what's your next book? What do you got coming up?
Well, thank you for asking. I've just finished doing a 100-year history of Jaguar, which will be 100 years old in 2022. And so this is a retelling of that story, really. And it's a very long and involved process because, you know, as you probably know, but perhaps not everyone does, they started off by making sidecars for motorbikes. And, that led within a very short time to winning Le Mans. It's amazing how they did it. And it was a guy in a seaside town in Britain in a shed with lots of imagination and drive. So I really lost myself in this story of William Lyons and how he grew this company. And I hope you're going to enjoy it when you get a copy.
Well, I am good. As soon as I hang up from you, I'm going to reach out to Steve. And it's 100 years of Jaguar, right?
Yeah, but it's a couple of years before this is out, really. We're still in the early stages.
Oh, okay.
But this year, I've written a book about cars in movies. And this is based on a collection of old movie stills that I've been, you know, just picking up over the last 30 years. And I realized I had 200 or 300 amazing pictorial gems of you know, cars featured in different movies and scenarios. So I spent most of the early part of this year putting that book together, and it's a total labor of love. You know, I long ago passed the economically viable stage of writing it. I just got carried away with all these wonderful filmic moments with cars doing stunts and being driven and being sort of adored by film stars and so on. So that was my other little book earlier this year.
I tell you what, I'm just like you. I get so lost, and I got totally lost in this book. I mean, I read it everywhere I went. If I went to a meeting and they were behind, I'd whip the book out. If I go to lunch, I got the book. If I go wherever I go, I always carry it with me. And I got to tell you, it was a total joy. And hopefully one day, if you're ever over here or if I'm ever over there, I got a sneaky feeling we can talk for a real long time about cars.
I either look forward to seeing you there, or I'll buy you a pint in an English pub here, and we can talk for hours.
I'm going to work on it. All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Folks, remember, Mini 60 years. All right, sir. Take care. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much. Lovely to chat.
All right.
For over 40 years, San Diego Allied Asphalt has been providing asphalt paving services for commercial and industrial projects of all sizes. Whether you need new asphalt, patching, overlays, or seal coating, San Diego Allied Asphalt gets the job done according to your specifications. When you need commercial paving solutions, choose a company with the skills, knowledge, and experience to get the job done right the first time. Contact San Diego Allied Asphalt at sdalliedasphalt.com. That's sdalliedasphalt.com.
With all the sound bites and noise pollution out there, it can be hard to cut through the clutter to get important discussion and informative interviews on life and politics. Now, there's Famila and Friends. Every Sunday evening at 7, hosted by former congressional candidate Famila Ramos, she and her team offer discussions and interviews that you will want to hear. No topic is off the table, and Famila and Friends tell it like it is. You're invited to tune in every Sunday evening at 7 and spend 60 minutes with Famila and Friends on The Answer San Diego.
President Trump is the most well-known person in the world. But who is he really?
The president's my friend. Have you ever met him? Do you know him? Then how can you speak of him if you actually don't know the man?
Hear the stories from the women inside.
I'm a black single mother coming from poverty, but what Donald Trump saw in me was potential.
Women inside the campaign, the administration, the business, and the family that made history.
God has plans for people's lives, and he put me in this place and this moment for a reason and for a purpose.
And this is where President Trump has taught us, is you fight back, you push back.
Some of the smartest, most talented women that I have seen are people who work for or around President Trump.
Get a glimpse of the Trump they know.
How is he? Does he like black people? Yes, I'm here.
He gave me the opportunity of a lifetime, and that is the Donald Trump that I know.
Visit salemnow.com with offer code San Diego as one word for 20% off.
The Answer San Diego, streaming now on smart speakers and radio.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue, AAA, ASC certified, NAPA Auto Care. Warranty's good, clear across the United States. Go to johnssandiegoautorepair.com. All right, RMT has tricked out the Jeep Gladiator, and Drew Curley was on the line. Take a listen.
Folks, guess what? Are you into Jeeps and tricking them out? I've got just the company for you. RMT Overland Jeep. These guys eat, sleep, and drink Jeeps. I got Drew Curley. He's from RMT Overland. What do you do over there, Drew? Everything?
I am the jack of all trades. No, I'm actually the director of marketing. So all things marketing, I've got my hand in.
There you go. Where are you based at?
Our home location is in Fort Collins, Colorado, but we've also got manufacturing facilities in Birmingham, Alabama, and Franklin Springs, Georgia, which is about 30 minutes from Athens.
Good. Well, the only reason I was bringing it up, you know, not only do I do radio, but I also do TV. And I'm the number one watch morning show in San Diego. So if you ever get one of these Overlands, you know, with the RMT package on it in San Diego, I am more than happy to give you some airtime.
Yeah, no, we've actually got quite a few dealers in the Southern Cal area, so we could probably arrange that.
All right, well, let's work on it. So if somebody was going to go look at an RMT Overland package, what are they going to be seeing?
So the RMT Overland package on the Jeep Gladiator and Wrangler features a host of RMT exclusive parts that we've spent months in design and development and testing on. We just released the RMT bed rack, full casted mounting system. It's got aluminum extrusions with a universal key slot system, so basically made to accept any accessory that you would want to put on that bed rack to go, you know, on your next adventure. We've got hood mounted accessory brackets for, you know, auxiliary lighting, high lift jacks, things of that nature, and then We've also partnered with some, you know, very reputable, well-known brands in the industry, Fox Factory. We're running the Performance Elite Series, 2.5 front and rear shocks with remote reservoir and dual speed compression adjustment, so that you can really, you know, tune your ride quality based on your application, whether it be on-road or off-road. We're partnered with BF Goodrich Tires, and we're also using a select group of Mopar performance parts as well. So,
well, I'm looking at some of the things you do, and we don't have enough time, man. I'm telling you. I mean, you got snorkel kits. I mean, you got painted fender vents. You got Baja Design fog pocket kits. I mean, you've got, you know, the Mopar beadlock wheels with painted beadlock rings. I mean, you got stabilizers, speedometer programmers, rock sliders. I mean, good God, brother, you must not sleep much then.
Yeah, it's you know, we put a lot of time and effort into developing a package that has the aspiring overlander in mind. So it's the guy that wants to get into overlanding, but maybe they don't have the time or the expertise necessary to go buy a stock unit and then spec out their own build. So we've covered all the bases, and our platform is actually a vehicle that you can go buy right off the dealership lot with FMVSS certified components, factory warranty. You can finance the price of the entire package into your monthly payment. So
wow.
Instead of, you know, like I said, not just the time associated with trying to spec out your own build, but also buying a stock unit and then having to fork out the cash after the fact to buy all the components that you want, we've done it all for you. So
yeah,
we've done the design, we've done the development, we've done all the testing. You just go to the dealership, you buy it right off the lot, and you can take it up into the mountains that same day.
Wow. So let me see if I get this right. So if I went to your website and basically either spec'd out a Jeep or found one that you build that I like, then all I'd have to do is contact a local dealer that handles your RMT program and say, okay, we'll just, for no other purpose, stock number 12345, I want that vehicle, how soon can I get it? Can that happen?
Yeah, well, so like 95% of our relationship with a dealer revolves around them actually stocking units that are already built. So you can, if you go to rmtoverland.com, you go to search inventory. There's multiple locations throughout the site to search inventory. We've got a hosted inventory portal where you put in your zip code, you put in the make that you're interested in, and then it redirects you to a list of vehicles that are already in stock on dealerships' lots right now in your area. So then, you know, there we also have provisions for a customer that says, hey, I see that, you know, this dealer is a partnering dealer, but they don't necessarily have exactly what I want. Are you guys willing to work with me on a custom build that takes some of your standard offering and maybe adds a couple of custom options to it? We can do that as well. So we've got both bases covered.
I had a funny feeling. Well, I don't know, you know, you guys, maybe especially in your design department, you know, people always tell me, oh, yeah, I can just vision what I'm looking for. I can just vision the color, the width. Well, the camera in my head has absolutely no film in it, so I cannot do that to save my life. And I'm not the only one. So I think your website, and I looked at it, it gives you that visual which clicks on that camera in your head, and you say, aha, that's the one I want. Or that's the one I want, but I really like that rack, or I like these wheels. And I think making it simple for the consumer really makes for a great relationship between you and the consumer and the dealer. Because the dealer, you know, they know they can deal with you and your product because, like you said, you stand behind it, 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. You don't have to go on an RMT dealer. You go right straight to the dealer you got the Jeep from. I think that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worked out really well for us. And, you know, just as a side note, I know we're primarily talking about Jeeps, but we also build similar overlanding vehicles on the Chevy and GMC platforms, on Ford and on Ram. And, you know, so if you've got dealers in your listening audience, which I'm sure you do, in addition to the customer or the retail customer, this is an incredible opportunity for them as well, because as a approved bailment holder with the OEMs, we don't have to take the dealer's inventory to be able to put these packages on. We actually order vehicles straight from the factory, just like the dealership does. So,
sure.
You know, like with everything that's been going on as a result of COVID, and you've had the OEM factory shutdowns, and, you know, if you drive by a dealership's lot right now, vehicles are few and far between. We're not relying on them to say, hey, let me take your vehicle for a couple of weeks so that I can put this RMT package on it. We're actually have our own inventory that we can supply them. So it's a great opportunity for the dealer as well as the customer.
And let me guess, you're looking at the Bronco right now, aren't you?
Yes, as is everybody, right?
I just had to throw that out there because I can just imagine if you guys put your magic on a Bronco, because you know as well as I do, people that look for your vehicle modifications, they're that guy or girl that wants their own vehicle with their own look, and they don't want to go down the street and see somebody driving the same vehicle they got. And I think that's what makes you successful.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, honestly, because, you know, it's one thing to buy a stock vehicle and, you know, if you spend the time, because that's what you want to do, specking out the parts, taking it to a local shop or installing those components yourself, all those parts are still off the shelf. So the likelihood that you're going to run into somebody at some point that has a very similar build or maybe even the exact same build as you is very high.
Mm-hmm.
When you're buying an RMT, those parts, a lot of those parts are exclusive to RMT. So you're getting a package that very, very few people across the country and especially in your area are going to be able to replicate.
That's absolutely amazing. So what's the website?
RMTOverland.com.
All right. Well, I'll reach out to Blair, find a dealer here in San Diego, and if there's not, I'm sure I can get one out of the L.A. area, and definitely put it on TV, KUSI TV. In fact, you can go to Google, put my name in, Dave Stahl, S-T-A-L-L. Click on my YouTube page, and you get kind of an idea of what I do, and I'm the only guy in town doing this type of programming, so I have a pretty good following, and I'd be more than happy because I love working with companies that do the right thing and have got the customer satisfaction in mind and use nothing but quality parts, because like I mentioned off air, I used to be a service manager, and nothing makes my hair curl more than have somebody butcher up a vehicle and a customer, and then they sell it to the dealer, because no offense, salesmen will buy anything, and then they come to the service department, and I go, what the hell is this? Oh, well, I bought it off your lot. Isn't it covered under warranty? No.
Yep.
No. See where I'm going? All right, Drew.
Yes, sir.
I hope to get one, and then what we'll do is we'll do a follow-up interview after I've had it, and if I can help you in San Diego anyway with any of the local dealers, all you got to do is let me know.
Sounds great. Let's make it happen.
You got it, buddy. Hey, take care, be safe, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, sir. You do the same.
All right, bye.